Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Big Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rod. How about yourself?
Doing fine, doing fine. I'll be doing better on Monday if the Niners get this win, stop this losing streak. If Trent Williams doesn't go, Jalen Moore is in. How much of an issue could that be, or none at all?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on how they play out on the edge with their edge players. But it's definitely going to be, if he can't go, he's going to be missed. I mean, you got a rookie late round pick in Jalen who hasn't played, and with the exception of the preseason, versus a guy that's an absolute beast and the best left tackle in pro football. And so it could be an issue. We'll see how Indy wants to line up and how they want to play. I think this is a really good game if in fact Trent can go, and it sounds like it's doubtful. And I think he played most of the Arizona game with the ankle and the elbow challenges. And still played pretty well. But I think it's a good game to be able to run out on the perimeter and try to take advantage of those guys, you know, outside the box, if you will. So if Jalen goes, time to step up, baby. Here we go.
And so if Jalen does go and they have to give him help, how does that affect the Niners offensively? But clearly they want to run the ball. Kyle Shanahan has said as much. The conditions on Sunday might very well dictate you have to run the ball. If Moore has to have help, is that a problem for what they want to do in that regard?
No, I mean, I think he's all right. And if you got to give him help, I'd be more worried about help in pass protection and having to keep an extra guy in versus the run game. I mean, it's pretty easy just to scheme up some runs or run away from him. McGlinchey's not a bad run blocker on the other side. He'll move some people out of there. You know, do a lot of stuff. And remember, this is the first game this year that the 49ers have lined up against a four-man front and a 4-3 defense. So, you know, right when I see that, I think, okay, here comes the outside stretch. Here comes all the keepers. Here comes all the bootlegs and the sister plays off of it. And a lot of those by design will hold that back defensive end. And you know, if it's a cutback and run inside zone cutback, Jalen's just got to get to the next level and block the linebacker. So I'm not as much worried about him in the run game as if he's going to need help in pass protection.
Let's talk about the Niners offensive game plan. I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, Colts, Tim, are number one against the run. They're 29th against the pass. They got some guys banged up in the secondary. They just lost Blackman, it looks like, for the year.
Where did you get the number one in the run stat? Because I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at DVOA, number one against the run, number 29 against the pass. But what do you think? I mean, as far as the 49ers, who would you say, in your opinion right now, is the best 49er running back? And what do you think the offensive game plan will be Sunday night?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's, you know, and depending on how they line up. They haven't shown a lot of playing with the wide nine techniques, a lot of the stuff that the 49ers do. Mm-hmm. But they could very well run that because that's really designed to take away the outside stretch play, to take away the bootlegs and the keepers and all the plays out on the perimeter. So I think you got to have your what if list. If you're Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan, and if they're going to play some wide nine techniques, then you know, you pound it up inside with the double crunch play, the counters, the powers. You know Juice is going to be on the field a lot just by what the 49ers like to do in terms of running the football. So, and back to the best back. I mean, I'm excited to see Hasty back out there, to be honest with you. He looks unbelievably fresh. Absolutely worked his tail off in rehab with the high ankle sprain from the Philadelphia game. So I'm excited to see him, but I don't think there's any question right now. It's Elijah Mitchell is the best back in the backfield. And I think that's how they'll at least start on Sunday night.
I don't know that I've heard Deebo Samuel come out and lavish people with praise a lot, and maybe I'm missing out. But it just doesn't say it caught my attention when he came out and said Brandon Ayuk had a real good week of practice. What should I read into that?
I would take it for what it's worth. I mean, it's true. He did have a tremendous week of practice, and I think he's coming off his best game. And there was a couple of challenges in the Arizona game, but made some good catches, made some big plays, and it was his best game this year. So I would anticipate him having a good game. And I think the passing attack, I think they can hammer those corners a little bit and attack those guys. They struggle. They've struggled with penalties. They've struggled with health. And they got to find more ways to get Brandon Ayuk the football. So if you play how you practice, Tommy, I would expect him to have his best game. And my God, do they need a complimentary receiver opposite Deebo Samuel.
No doubt. And let me ask you, from a defensive standpoint, we know how the wind affects the offense. It's just hard to throw the ball in the wing because you don't know how it's going to affect it. How can you as a defense take advantage of that? If you know it's windy and you know you're going to have a tough time passing, how does that benefit the defense in the way you play the run, or maybe what kind of press coverage you can play? How does that affect you guys and your mentality?
Well, it depends on the footing and how much press you want to play. The footing's always a challenge, and we'll see what Levi's is, if it's in fact the downpour that they expect on Sunday night. But the big challenge to me in this game, and Wentz is certainly playing better and has got full command of this offense. He's got a great familiarity with the system and Frank Reich and what they do. But this game to me is about earning the right to rush the passer. And if they can, limit those big pops in the run game by Jonathan Taylor, and he is a beast now, second year, second big balanced running back. He can make a house call from anywhere. He's a legit 4-3. And they're going to try to pound it. They're going to try to play the big boy game, I would think, and get in. And depending on their health at wide receiver, get into some 12 personnel and just pound it. But you get them into those, third and five, third and six, third and sevens, and there's opportunities to bring pressure on Carson Wentz if it's blowing, if there is in fact a challenge. And I know the 49ers have been working quite a bit on the wet ball drill, but if it's windy and the balls, the velocity's off and the accuracy's off because of that, earn the right to rush the passer and send some guys on Carson Wentz, because one thing he will do, and as you guys know, he ran out of time in Philadelphia because he was a turnover machine and certainly had his challenges. He's done a much better job of that this year, but he will hold the football, especially if you show him some zone coverage and he's got to sit back there and wait for things to clear open. He will hold it 3, 4, 5 seconds. So I think there's going to be a lot of great opportunities to send some pressure and some new pressures that maybe the 49ers. I mean, that's one thing that I'm hoping.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When they worked on in the off week is getting some of those pressures dialed up and timed up, because those things are hard to get home on if you don't practice them a lot. But I think this is a game that they could send them.
So what's the key to stopping a good run game and a good running back like Jonathan Taylor?
Squeeze the run game and win your one-on-ones up front. And Maurice Hurst being out, Kinlaw being out, guys on the interior are going to have to step up. I'm not worried about the edge players playing the run. I'm not worried about the corners coming up and support. And Josh Norman will defend the run. Eman will defend the perimeter run. I'm worried about the run on the inside zone cutback and the run straight downhill, because both defensive tackles, one being a nose tackle and one being the three technique, have got to be able to hold up on those double team blocks. And those have been the challenges for the 49ers this year. And those leaky runs up the middle, and the guy puts his foot in the ground and gets downhill, and he is hard to bring down. So to me, that's probably the biggest obstacle and the biggest challenge for the defense this week, is that interior run game with the lack of healthy bodies in there playing defensive tackle. And Fred's going to have his best game, in my opinion. And I think that's a great matchup to watch. Yeah. He on Jonathan Taylor and how they handle that inside run game, especially if they get Quentin Nelson back in the lineup. I know they DFR'd him, designated for return, so they got 3 weeks. I'm not so sure he's going to play or not. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the best guard in the game right now, so that would that'd be a huge thing. The 49ers in the first half, they haven't scored more than 7 points in the first half since week one against the Lions. Is there, I mean, every game's a little different, but is there anything that you've noticed about why they continue to start slowly offensively?
Well, I think running back health has had something to do with it. They have not been a real good first down team, and that leads to third down challenges, which are both kind of upside down this year for the 49ers. Both of those areas were typically areas they were pretty good on even early in the year. So I think that's been part of it. There's no, you know, you go on three and out, three and out, three and out. It's kind of hard to find what you're looking at, not getting a lot of looks at it with play opportunities, and then how to adjust what the wrinkles are in terms of their, you know, alignments on defense and how they're playing with their front seven. I mean, you know, we all remember what Philadelphia did week two and really changing everything in terms of how they lined up on defense. So I think it's just being good in situations early and, you know, getting that 4+ on first down, being able to convert some third downs, earn some first downs on second down. And then they can get, you know, more looks at it in terms of how they need to adjust. But when I watch Indianapolis on defense, and the guy's a good coordinator, and he kind of comes from that Monty Kiffin, Rod Marinelli tree, they're pretty disciplined in how they line up. And again, they may open up with some wide nine techniques. I think they've showed maybe 3 to 5 snaps all year playing with the wide nine. So we'll see what they do on Sunday, but they're a disciplined defense. And, you know, when Mike McDaniel and Kyle can game plan against a disciplined defense and kind of predict on where those guys are going to be, it's usually they're going to have some better success in challenging them early. But they got to get Defoe blocked in the run game. Brunskill's got the big challenge ahead of them. And they got to get Darius Leonard. And Okereke's a pretty damn good linebacker watching tape on that Stanford player, Larry. He is sideline to sideline. So Absolutely. It's going to be a challenge getting those guys blocked.
You know, it's interesting, Tim, because at 2-3, I still feel like this team is pretty close. I mean, close doesn't really get you much, but it's not like 2-3, and they got a lot of stuff to fix. They got some stuff to fix, but it to me, it feels like they're right there. And if they could get a win and start feeling good and start rolling a little bit, I could see that happening. But what they've done is they've really shrunk their margin for error the rest of the way. Do you feel like they feel that way too, that like, hey, it's great to be close and it's great to play, but we got to start winning some damn football games?
Yeah, well, I think Kyle talked about that throughout the week, of be right longer and, you know, 60 minutes of football and attention to detail, because it, you know, the three losses and really have kind of slipped out of their hands, and give those teams credit for, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, making them pay for their mistakes in terms of some of the challenges that have happened on defense. But, you know, it's just been simple, stupid, small stuff that a lot of fans really can't even pick up on watching the game. And you know, it's just a small coverage look here, a small breakdown there, you know, just little things. So they're really close, and this team could be 4-1 or 5-0, and they know it. But this, when you look at what's going on in the division, and Arizona is legit, there's no question. Mm-hmm. They'll be out here in a couple weeks. The Rams are legit in terms of how Stafford's playing and their passing game and their defense. Who knows what's going to happen with Seattle, but something tells me they'll be hanging around till the end, and especially when Russ gets back. Is this is not mathematically, Tommy, a must win, but I think emotionally and psychologically, and Rod, you said it from the minute we opened this conversation, that you know, time to get back on and feeling right. Mm-hmm. And it's these guys, it has not felt good for 3 weeks. It sucks going into the bye week after you lose a game at Arizona and lose it at the end the way that they did. So psychologically, emotionally, mentally, this is a must win. And I think it was a great week of practice, probably collectively, I would say, with, you know, all four practices this week, including Monday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday so far. It's been the best collective week of practice. So I anticipate they're going to go out there and play well.
There have been a lot of people questioning the DeForest Buckner trade this week. And, you know, to me, it's 2020 hindsight. I'll just say this. In the salary cap era, if you're going to give me, and I'm trading a player that I think is a very good player, not necessarily a gold jacket guy, but a very good player, I'm going to take 3-for-1 every single time. And I don't, right. I don't regret that. It's football. You need bodies. If you can go 3-for-1, if the guys, you know, Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana, Canton, Ohio, I get it. But otherwise, give me 3-for-1 every time.
Yeah, and I think, look, there's no doubt that DeForest is missed on this team. Sure. Missed in the locker room, missed on the field. You know, he's a top-shelf player. And what he's capable of doing in there. And the War Daddy never got hurt and missed games. And I think the thing that really makes people think back and go, oh, that wasn't a good deal, is because J.K., Javon Kinlaw, can't sustain health.
Yeah.
And it doesn't appear that anytime soon he's going to be able to sustain health. So that's, you know, the guy is absolutely loaded with talent and ability, and we loved it when they picked him at 13 and they got that pick to bring in the replacement. They were able to keep Jimmy Ward. They were able to keep Eric Armstead. They couldn't, in no way could have kept all three. Debatable whether you know people could argue whether keeping Armstead or DeForest. Eric was up at that time, you know, in terms of the contract. So, you know, I had no problem with it when they did it. I still got no problem with it. It's just in terms of how you feel about it. But it's just been the inability to be available for JK has made it feel sour. So, you know, hopefully his book's not written yet and he'll come back and be a great player. But that's what complicates it to me in terms of mentally and how you feel about it, you know, a year and a half later.
The combination of the Niners not being where they want to be run defense-wise, you know, Kinlaw now he's out for this game. And then Buckner saying that, you know, he was willing to meet the Niners halfway. You put all that together, then people start to ask what I think are legitimate questions. But, you know, the point, Larry, you made and what you just said there, Tim, if you really think about it, It kind of made sense. You just hope he doesn't have one of those I'm coming in to destroy everybody games yeah. like the character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High where he just wrecked everybody during that football game.
Remember Whitaker flew him in for games. Yeah. I could just hear Brunskill like say, hey, my dad's a TV repairman. He can
Always good to talk to you, Tim. We appreciate it. I know you'll have a great call, but stay dry. I hear it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
That's why I'll be in the box, Rod Brooks.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you there.
Take care, brother.
All
be
right.
Well.
You guys have see a good one. Enjoy your weekend. Thank and you let's much. Go get a dub.
Yes, right, sir. No doubt. Sounds let's talk good. About a win next week.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.